Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And we like to say welcome, 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 welcome back. Amen to the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministries, with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors. Amen. Glad to have you with us. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. We pray that everybody, amen, is feeling good. Amen. Everything is coming together. But even if it's, you don't see it yet, you believe it. Amen. Because if you believe it, you will see it. Amen. And so we thank Jesus. We want to continue, amen, and our love walk. Amen. We're going deeper. Earlier this year, we had a couple conversations, and it was all inspired through our pastor, Erica, and challenging us to go deeper, 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 deeper. And we have been doing that. Amen. Just every day that the Lord give us. Amen. We're going deeper and deeper. Deep calleth unto deep. Amen. We want to look in 1 Corinthians, excuse me, chapter number 13. And verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. This scripture here clearly defines unto us, amen. And there are other scriptures all throughout the Bible, amen. But this is what is known as the love chapter, amen. And it breaks down, if we take the time and meditate and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, amen, to teach us, to show us, amen, it defines love so we don't have to be confused. See, a lot of times we're confused because we don't understand. You ever had anyone say something to you, but you didn't really understand clearly what they were saying, and sometimes you pretended you did, and you made, excuse me, you made a mess out of it. You didn't make a mess out of it intentionally. You just didn't understand what they were saying. You never understood. And instead of getting an understanding, you pretended you did. Maybe you get. I have some friends of Jamaican. They're Jamaican influence, and sometimes I can't keep up with that accent, that broken English. And so they say something, but I really didn't understand what they said. Then I'll say, "Say that again." They said it again. I didn't understand the second time either. Well, I feel bad to keep asking them to keep repeating it. But the truth of the matter is I still didn't understand what you're saying. See? So now I got to put a smile on my face like it's funny, and I don't even know what I'm laughing at or trying to agree with something, and I don't know what I'm agreeing to. I don't like to roll like that either. See? And so it is, beloved, with the word of God. See, a lot of times we don't understand. We really don't understand. That's why he says, in all your getting, get an understanding. That's why Bible study is so important, because that's a platform or any type of platform where you can ask questions, okay? This platform does not give us the time and affordability to ask questions, but thank God for platforms that do. And guess what? The Holy Spirit will answer all of your questions. And you know where the answer is going to be found? In the Word. He's going to take you right back to the same Word that you didn't understand. And when you meditate on it, he will break it down to you and open the eyes of your understanding. And now you will have understanding as to what God is saying. And that's where the blessing is. Amen. So earlier this week, last week, amen, we shared with you, glory be to God, excuse me, and verse number 4, amen, it tells us that love, amen, charity, when you see the word charity, just replace that with love. Well, actually, replace it with agape love. That would be accurate. Agape love suffers long. Agape love is kind. Agape love does not envy. Agape love vaunts not itself. Agape love is not puffed up. Agape love does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. And that's what we want to talk to you, amen, for a little bit today, as we have been breaking down, amen, these two main verses, amen, which is like the climax, the crucible, amen, of love, amen, because if you understand verse 4 and 5, you're going somewhere, amen. So this is Brother Paul and his teachings, and we thank God for Brother Paul, how God used this man. This man, let me tell you something. This is why you can never give up on people. The Bible does not tell us anywhere where Paul killed any Christians. We don't see where Paul killed anybody. If he did, it's not recorded. But it does tell us that Paul held the coats of those who did. Hold my coat, man. I'm going over here and take this Christian out. Well, you know, in today's time, he would be doing the same amount of time as the person who killed them, because he was right there. They call it an accomplice. He was right there holding the coats of those who killed Christians because they believed in Christ. This man, well-educated, but he was a sinner. He was a heathen. And really, even he was a murderer, even though he didn't murder. But if you're going to hold somebody's coat and you know they in the other room taking somebody out, yeah, you a murderer in your mind, in your heart. But look how God took this man. When he was on the road to Damascus, the Bible says he was riding on his ass. I always use that scripture coming out of Matthew. But can't you say donkey? Well, I could say donkey, but the Bible says ass. So we just know what the word ass means. Ass is just, we use ass in an ugly way. You know, but really, an ass is nothing but a baby donkey. But God knocked him off, gave him a revelation, gave him an encounter. He was blind for 3 days. When he opened his eyes 3 days later, he was seeing differently to the end of his life. God turned this whole man's life around. Paul is responsible for writing two-thirds of the New Testament. Two-thirds. And we still reading them today. You see why you can't give up on nobody? You see what? Don't they want to send Paul to hell because he was holding the coast? Was he doing a nice thing? No, he wasn't doing a nice thing. No, he wasn't doing a loving thing. Yes, he was doing an evil thing. But see, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about love. God loved Paul when Paul was a sinner. God loved Paul when Paul was holding the coats of those who was taking the Christians out. Now, was they doing a good thing? No. They probably was doing the Christians a favor because they was probably ready to go to heaven anyhow.
But all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. Paul was not loving the Lord, but Paul was called before the foundation of the world. Paul didn't know he was called, and nobody else knew he was called, but God knew he was called. And so the people that we're trying to send to hell, guess what, y'all? A lot of them been called. You don't know it. They aggravating you. They holding the coats, huh? And involved in all type of sleazy stuff, huh? But there's a calling on their lives. That's why you can't give up on people. That's why you got to love them anyhow, because you don't know. You see where they are now, but you don't know where they're going to be tomorrow. And this was Paul's story. See? And God loved Paul then and then. God didn't love Paul. No, when Paul gave his life and he was converted, God did not love Paul any more after his conversion than he did before his conversion. Now, that's a hard pill to swallow, y'all. I know it is. I know it is. God does not love the believers more than he loves unbelievers. God does not love the saved more than he loves the unsaved. Saints, we got to wake up. God loves everybody. Now, there is a reward for obedience, and God hates the sin, and God has to judge the sin. As we said last night in Bible study, those who chose to go to hell, because God didn't send nobody to hell, he'll never send nobody to hell. If you go to hell, you're in hell because you want to be in hell. God loves you too. It's just too late for you to do something. And once you're in hell, you can't come out. Glory be to the living God. So that's why, and thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing this up today. Paul is a perfect example of the agape love of God. Perfect example. And so Paul is writing to us about the message of agape love because he experienced it. He knew what he was talking about. That high level of love, the highest level. Last night we talked about the four levels of love. We have the eros, sturgo, philio love. It's love, okay, but it's low level love, especially the eros. That's sexual love. Just want to freak everybody. You're just freaky, huh? But we're talking about the highest level of love. That's where we are all aiming to go higher. Can you go higher? Paul says here that this high level of love seeks not her own. So we want to look at this today, amen, for the next couple of minutes. Seeketh not her own. Remember, beloved, that all this is in the Greek, amen? So get yourself a Greek dictionary. Get yourself a Greek Bible expository for those of you who are serious about becoming Bible scholars and deeper into the Word of God. Get yourself a Greek Bible. Amen. Paul says that the seeketh expressly through Paul, seeketh not her own. This word, beloved, is defined. It defines a person who is so upset about not getting what they want that they turn to the court system to sue the person or to demand what he or she is striving to obtain. You know anybody like that? Oh, well, if I can't get it, look, I just sue you. Oh, I'll call my lawyer. Give me my Legal Shield membership. I call my lawyer. Huh? You ain't going to give me what I want? No, this is what I want. And if you don't give it to me, we're going to battle it out in court. Anybody know anybody like that? Yeah, I know you do. They all around us. And the truth of the matter is some of us might still be there, seeking your own. See, a person who seeks their own instead of taking no for an answer, this person is so intent on getting their own way that they will search, they will seek, they will investigate, and they will never give up in their pursuit to get what they want. They're determined. They're adamant. They're going to get it by any means necessary. And you know what? It goes even beyond the principle, because some of them end up paying more attorney fees. The attorney fee is higher than your award if you win. A person who seeks their own, beloved, is so bent on getting her way that she'll even twist the facts. I know some pictures come into mind now. Look for loopholes. Put words in other people's mouths. Try to hold other people accountable for promises they never made. These people here, beloved, they leap on administrative mistakes as opportunities to twist someone's arm or seek various other methods to turn situations around to their benefit. Hear me and hear me clear. This is pure manipulation. Manipulation. Love does not manipulate. When we look at Webster and defining the word manipulate, control or influence. To control or influence a person or a situation cleverly, unfairly, unscrupulously. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Love don't do that. And I know some people like that right now. And me and my naive self. I'm talking about, I thank God for my growth, and I'm still growing. Pastor Bradford, can you come to court with us? We just need a little support. You need, can you come to court? So, you know what I mean? So I did. I figured, you know, well, you know, they passed, you know, they was members of the church ministry and giving a little, you know, little offering here and there, and, you know, being supportive. You know, so I figured, let me go ahead and do, you know, I don't remember praying about it. I try to pray about everything. I don't remember praying about it. I don't know. Got in my car, went all the way up to New York. Just me. Ain't nobody but me. I ain't had no armor bearers with me or nothing. It's just me. Gonna be supportive. Got up there so they can fling my name. Oh, yeah, well, we got the pastor here with us today, Judge. We got the pastor. And all the way from Philadelphia. And you a pastor? Yes, I'm a pastor, Judge. Blah, blah, blah. Come to find out, I didn't know right then I was being set up. That person there was manipulating the court. You talking about all type of loopholes, all type of lies. Glory be to God, me in the midst of it. I guess I got a red flag by my name in New York. I mean, I didn't swear to anything, but I was there, amen, supporting manipulation. Beloved, this is why we got to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And this is why we better pray about everything. And when God tell you no, don't make no apologies for your no. Set me up. Find out that the person was a crook and a part of this ministry and was trying to buy their way. Because she even had the nerve to say one time she wanted to give thousands of dollars to the ministry to take us to the next level in media and TV and all that. But she had the nerve to say, well, I ain't going to get my money unless I can get things my way. Ooh, yes, she did. She said, well, because first she acted like she was going to give us a, then she said, no, I ain't going to give it. If I can't have my way, I can't support this. Manipulation. Not love. Not love. Pure signs, beloved. You don't get no redder than that and no blacker than that. Black is black and red is red. And truth is truth. Love does not manipulate. Glory be to God. Person here, amen. I noticed, amen, she was looking for all type of administrative mistakes. See, they typed this word wrong, and they did that, and they did that. And I didn't really know. I was just trying to be helpful. I thought maybe the person had a valid case. Glory be to God. Here's the papers, and this and that, and you want to read it? I really don't want to read it, but can we do a shortcut? How can I help the shortcut? I ain't want to read no 500 pages. See? But the person here was breaking down. Amen. Looking for opportunity to twist the judge's arm through the administrative mistakes. Glory be to God. And various other things, amen, that went down. And now in retrospect, I didn't see it then. I just thought it was somebody that, you know, I'm trying to move in agape love. And this person here wasn't in love at all. This person here was manipulating because there was a bunch of money at stake. I'm talking about big money, big real estate, big. See? And they was trying to get it. And I don't know whatever happened, and I don't really even care. Amen. I just pray for the person. I keep praying for the person. The last I heard the person was incarcerated. I don't know. Amen. Glory be to God. I pray, amen, that reform will take place behind the bars. Amen. But, beloved, this is what manipulation does, looking for all type of loopholes. This person here, and I know others too, see, beloved, they'll do anything to get their way. I'm going to get my way or it ain't going to be no way. It's going to be my way. It's going to be the highway. That ain't love. Love does not seek her own. You're not walking in love. If you ain't walking in love, you ain't walking with God. I'll tell you that right now. Glory be to God. There is no doubt that Paul had the image of manipulation. Someone that is manipulating. A scheming person in his mind. Schemers. When the Lord released me, I got a teaching I got to bring forth to especially the women in this ministry on schemers, scammers. And people not talking about it. But I know, and they were embarrassed to talk to me, but they finally came out. These women that are being scammed in these love scams, and these other scams, and you giving your money away? Huh? Thinking somebody love you, thinking you helping somebody, and you being scammed, and you don't know it up front, glory be to God, then you found out, then you hurt because you done gave away so much money, and then you're too embarrassed to talk about it and help somebody else. I know educated women. They take advantage of your loneliness. They take advantage of your kindness. They taking advantage of you. And guess what? It's a billion-dollar industry. Mostly the foreigners, mostly in Jamaica, amen, Africa, but everywhere, okay? And they hooking up with you through social media. And I got to teach a lesson on it when the Lord released me. Because the Holy Spirit already told me some of you done did it, amen, or involved. And if you're not, he's trying to stop you from going there. And there are some sources out there where you can get some of your money back. Glory be to God. People you don't even know, and you sending them hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You got people right around you, amen, that need support. Glory be to God. Haven't even given $200 to your church, and you're going to give $200 to somebody talking about they love you, sending you icons and hearts and flowers on your cell phone. See? Now, the Bible talks about silly women, and you ain't necessarily silly. They just took advantage of you, and you fell for the okey-doke. Amen. We're going to talk about it. Amen. And God got recovery. All right. But let me finish up right here. So Paul is talking. What is Paul talking about? Seeketh not her own. Seeketh not. It's her own. Her own. Ooh. Ooh. Father God, thank you. This is the image of someone that is manipulating. Someone that is a schemer. Because not only are the men scheming, the women scheming too. I got some stories to share you. I'm going to see if some of them will be bold enough to come on the line and share their testimony. These women scheming too. Glory be to God. But take it off social media right now. That's why you got to be careful on social. I don't do a whole bunch of social media. I go on, I post, look around for about 5 minutes. I'm gone. I'm going, I ain't got time. I ain't going to spend more time on social media than I spend in God's word. I just ain't going to do it. I know some people living and breathing social media. Glory be to God. You got to be careful what's garbage in, garbage out. Careful what you're taking in. But let's push social media aside for a second. Anybody ever met anyone that's manipulative, like I'm talking about? Determined to get their way. I mean, they determined to get right or wrong. The point of the matter is I'ma get my way. I'ma get what I want. I don't know what I got to do. Amen. But whatever I got to do, let's do it. See? And see, that attitude should be used in God's kingdom to take it by force. See, we should be using that attitude. If that's the attitude you want, why don't you use that attitude and fight in the Lord's kingdom? Why don't you use that attitude and tear Satan's kingdom down, huh? Why don't you take that attitude and go get your healing back, get your blessing back, get your joy back? Why don't you use that attitude instead of using that attitude in a negative way and a manipulative way, huh, where you seeking your own? Instead of seeking your own, why don't you seek what belongs to God? Huh? When you seek your own, you're being selfish, so you're not in love. When now you, when you begin to seek the kingdom, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, now, glory be to God, you're going somewhere. Now we're in love. Now we have a love walk. Now we are walking with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have you ever encountered a man or a woman who schemed and manipulated all the time to get what he or she wanted? Point that Paul makes here, beloved, is that love is not scheming or manipulating. For this kind of behavior is dishonest, and this type of behavior is untruthful. Scheming and manipulating to get your own way is simply wrong, saith the Lord. If you can honestly state what you think or what you want, then don't say or do anything. If you can honestly talk from your heart, honestly. Okay, this is my heart. This is what my heart feels. This is what, okay, this, then fine. Okay, God tells us to speak truth. But speaking half-truths, beloved, speaking white lies, in those gray areas, operating according to a secret agenda, is not the way agape love behaves. And Jesus said it. What does your walk look like, beloved? You might say, I just manipulate just a little bit. Stop it. Don't go there. Let God fight your battles. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. I'll be a friend to your friend, an enemy to your enemy. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. This is what the Lord means. There's a part that we have to play. You take it as far as you can take it. God said, thank you very much. Now I'll take it from here. And you going in lying and fibbing and paying people to tell lies for you and all that stuff, conniving and cheating. Nah, ain't no blessing on that. God can't bless no mess. Yeah, but I got what I wanted. Okay, let's see how long you're going to keep it. Let's see how blessed you're going to be with it. I'm going to tell y'all right now, and I'm finished. I'm finished. We're going to pick up here tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow we have someone else coming on Saturday. We're going to, it's love seeketh not her own. It's not easily provoked. That's where we're going on Saturday. And thinketh no evil. We are going to that next week, Lord's will. All right. You know why I can teach like this, saints? I'm going to be honest with you. I would consider myself to have been a little manipulative. I would. Yeah. I was the type of person, I was going to get it. I was going to get it. And guess what? I got it. Now ask me how long I kept it. Ask me where it's at right now. You see why I'm waiting on the Lord now? Pastor, you ain't do that yet. You see why I'm waiting on the Lord now? For God to cross the T's and dot the I's? Because, baby, that's where the blessing is. Oh, I could have been done some stuff. Y'all want a building? Shoot. What kind of building you want? Huh? What else you want? I'm the type, I have a reputation out there. Those who know me in the past, they shake their head, say, we ain't never seen nobody can do what pull off what you can pull off. But yeah, you got some faith. Now, I don't know if it was faith. It was more like manipulative faith. I just knew how to get to make some things happen and still have that gift. But now it has to be anointed, saturated, glory be to God, soaked in love, soaked in patience, soaked in God's will, amen, so it can be blessed and stand forever. That's why I can preach like this. This is why I can teach, and that's probably why it was probably maybe the portion, I still had a portion of that manipulation in me when the person asked me to go to court with them, because you attract who you are. You want to know something about yourself, just watch the people around you. That clearly dictates who you are. Because you don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. You have to become something different to get something different. See? So if you're around a bunch of scheming folks, I would say take another look inside. Because there's probably some scheming in you. You're around some manipulative folks, go deeper and look deeper inside, because there's probably some manipulation in you. The good news is this. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Ah, my God. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Oh, thank God we not who we used to be. And we're still becoming who God has called us to be. Real love does not manipulate. Real love does not seek her own. They seek in your own. Real love, amen, is going to seek, amen, and fight for you. Real love puts other people before themselves. If I was a bragging type of person, I don't brag and I don't talk about what I did, but if someone would evaluate, amen, my life and my history, they would not believe what I do for other people. They wouldn't believe it. They only know what I do for them. They would never know. When they count the money up, when they count the service up, when they count it, they would never believe what I do and have done for other people. And guess what? I still got a way to go. What about you? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you for the word of God on today. God, thank you for breaking down this love thing, because we want to get it right. We tired of playing, we tired of living in ignorance, we're tired, Father. We want to get it right. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for being manipulative. Forgive us, Father, for doing wrong. You said, woe unto those who call wrong right and right wrong. Who call light dark and dark light. Forgive us, Father, for trying to call right wrong. Forgive us for calling wrong right. And we know we wrong. We know we wrong, Father. We trying to make it right because we just want what we want. For whatever reason, we want it. And we can't be blessed in it because we was manipulative in getting it. Father, help us to lay aside all these ungodly ways, these carnal ways, the way we was raised, we grew up. That don't make it right. You trying to help us to get it right. Help us to cooperate with you, Father, as we yield to the process. As we yield, as we say yes, and yield to the process and allow you to deliver us. Allow you, your word, to change us. If any man, any one man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new in the newness of life. And that's the love life. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel, Father God, bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions, fires, gas explosions, carjackings. Father, any form of bad news. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over the lives of our family, our children. Father God, our ministries, our churches, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Bless us, Father God, at the prayer altar today. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve. Anoint them, Father. Anoint them and protect them from danger seen and danger unseen. And we say thank you, God. Say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is expelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody have a lovely day. Let us keep walking, saints. Let us keep walking in that love walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry about getting there fast. Just keep walking one step at a time. The steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Just keep taking one step at a time, and we're going to be all right. Amen. All right, all right. All right, all right. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. I love you so much. Amen. And I mean what I say. I mean what I say, because I wouldn't say it. I'm the type of person, if something's in my heart, I don't hold it back. I let it out, even if I sound vulnerable, because it's real. I say, I really do love you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for loving me.
How can I say thanks for the things that you have done for me? Being so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all. faithful. He's faithful when I do it right, but he's faithful when I mess it all up. How many folk in here tonight know that he's faithful?